Welcome, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for the podcast From the Runway Up. Today's flight will introduce you to the world of aviation in East Tennessee. So fasten your safety belts and return your tray tables to their upright position. And in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Runway Up podcast for our holiday season travel tips.
Yes, the holidays are here.
Oh my gosh, this year has flown by. I can't believe we're talking about holiday travel. Mm-hmm. It is a really busy time at airports around the country. And at McGee Tyson Airport, it's going to be busy here for us too. So we're hoping that this podcast will allow us to help you with your travel plans for the holidays, as well as we've interviewed someone with TSA.
Yep, we have. We have a special guest this month.
Yes, and they are going to help us with things to help us get through the checkpoint in a quicker fashion, because that seems to be where most people have questions when they're traveling. We see at Thanksgiving people who don't typically travel are doing their travel by air because mm-hmm. it's affordable and it's convenient, and they can do this long weekend for Thanksgiving, and so they're coming out to airports. And there's an estimate that 28.5 million passengers, it's a 3% increase over last year, are going by air for this Thanksgiving holiday season.
That is crazy. And I guess that breaks down to 2.38 million a day.
Yeah, not at this airport,
no, thank goodness.
It would be very, very busy here. But we are going to see an uptick in traffic. You know, our traffic levels have been pretty high this year. We are so thankful that the East Tennessee community is supporting us the way that they have and continuing to fly out of McGee Tyson Airport. But we are looking at a heavy level of traffic on Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving, and a significant level of passengers on Sunday, with Monday being a close second to that. So we really feel like a lot of people are going to be traveling through our airport. So hopefully this podcast will help you in preparing for your trip.
Yeah, and like Becky said, some people don't travel a lot throughout the year, but then they travel during the holidays to see their family and things like that. So we do recommend that you get out here to the airport at least an hour and a half, 2 hours before your departure time, which gives you plenty of time to find a parking spot, get in, get your luggage situated, and get through the TSA checkpoint.
Yeah, and we say pack your patience.
Yes.
Because there will be lines. Lines to check in, lines to check your bags, lines to go through the checkpoint, lines at Starbucks, especially in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about all the things that you can be doing before you leave the house so that it will help you move through security very quickly. And that's what our guest is going to talk about.
Yes. So we had a special guest. He came into our podcast studio last week to talk to me a little bit about what travelers can do, like Becky said, ahead of time to make sure that you're not causing yourself any additional delays throughout the TSA checkpoint.
And so without any further ado, we're going to lead it over to our interviewee.
Okay, so thank you all again so much for listening. Becky and I just mentioned a few things about holiday travel and what to expect out here at McGee Tyson Airport. But we are lucky to have Grant here with TSA at McGee Tyson, and he's going to talk a little bit about what to expect whenever you get up to this security checkpoint, and then how you can prepare before you get here. So Grant, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure, it's great to be here with everyone, and hopefully we'll be able to give out some holiday travel tips that will help people as they go through the process of going through the checkpoint.
Yeah, and you know, we're busy. This is one of the busiest travel times of the year, but we also have to keep in mind too that some people traveling might be traveling, you know, for the first time that year. They're not, you know, business travelers or used to going through the airport. So we're just going to kind of break down some things to make the security checkpoint process a little bit easier for our travelers.
Right. And just some of the things I want to talk about. One of the big things that happens around the holiday time is we see a lot more wrapped packages.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that really can slow you down. Obviously, we never want to unwrap someone's package, but if we have to, we have to.
Yep.
And then it's frustrating for you as well as a traveler. So just think about that and try to keep your packages in a different type of packaging as you go through, and then wrap them on the other end if that's at all possible.
Yeah, you don't want to spend all that time making your gift all beautiful and then TSA gets to unwrap it for you. But, you know, that's just for security. And I guess, too, some ribbons have the metal wiring and stuff in it, too, so that could probably set off
the
detectors. Okay, so that's a good tip. So try not to wrap your packages before you get to the airport, because that could definitely slow down your process. And then speaking of wrapped gifts, say people are traveling and they're wanting to, you know, maybe they've purchased gifts in the area. What are some things that they need to keep in mind in that regard?
Okay, one of the things that we see that can slow people down and, again, cause frustration during the travel process is when you buy things such as apple butter, jams, jellies, anything that will smear or spread across, you know, bread is considered a liquid, and that can be an issue.
So people don't think about that being a liquid.
Right. So salsas, you know, moonshine, things like that are popular in this area.
Yep.
You have to think about whether or not that's over the 3.4-ounce limit to go in your carry-on bag, and be cognizant of that when you buy gifts. And again, think about buying those at your destination instead.
And then if they do buy that, they can just put it in their checked.
Into their checked bag. Luggage, those items can go in the checked bag, but just not the carry-on through the checkpoint. Just make sure they're wrapped in a sound fashion so that they don't break.
Oh, and then you get to your destination and there's apple butter all over your luggage. Okay, good. Well, so during the holiday travel time, we typically recommend that people get here about, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours before. Is that kind of what you all recommend as well?
Yes, I strongly encourage that. And over the years, people who have been used to flying out of this airport may have come in multiple times and waited 5 minutes, but this is not the time of the year when that is likely to be the case all the time. So it's really best to be careful and cautious to make sure you get where you're going on time and get here early. And, you know, there have been some changes to our screening protocols, you know, which people are not used to yet, so that can slow you down just a little bit. So just be thinking about that and know how important it is to give yourself plenty of time at the airport before you fly out.
Even if you are used to just, you know, flying out all the time, this is a different situation. A lot more people.
Right. And something to be thinking about is, you know, the times that are convenient for most people to travel during the holidays are the same for everyone. So you see a lot of people traveling Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and really heavy on the Sundays and Monday after Thanksgiving, and that's something to think about. And also, this year Christmas falls on Monday, so the weekend prior to Christmas will be heavier than usual, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday traffic, and then after Christmas it'll be busier than usual on those days. So just think about you know, being strategic in how you decide to what days you decide to travel on.
Yep. And I get made fun of for saying this, but I always like to say pack your patience too, because there's going to be a lot of people, and why create more stress? You know, just get here 2 hours before so you don't create any more stress than traveling sometimes, you know.
That's true.
Gets. So you were telling me a little bit about, you said that there's some new security processes, some different things here at the Miggy Tyson Airport checkpoint. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Probably the most noticeable one for our pre-check passengers now is when you come up to the checkpoint, the pre-check lane has moved from the far left side of the checkpoint to the far right side of the checkpoint. And that was done for security enhancements. There's some things that we changed to make the security process better and to give a better security product to the public. But it is a change, and you just have to know, you know, which line to get into. If you get into the wrong line, it's not a big deal. We can move you to the correct line. But just to make it a smoother transition through the checkpoint for you, just know that the pre-check lane has moved. Additionally, TSA has changed some of the screening procedures over the last 2 months, and this will roll out slowly over the whole country over the next several months. But one of the biggest changes you'll see is there will always be someone out in front of the x-rays on the standard lanes assisting passengers. And the main thing that we need people to be aware of is that electronics larger than a cell phone must be removed from carry-on bags now. And that is a big change from the past.
So in the past, it was just laptop computers that had to be removed. So now all electronics bigger than a phone.
Right, that is correct. And we need those placed in a bin with nothing on top or below those items. And the issue here is that over the years, we've seen bags get a lot more cluttered. And also there have been, you know, new threats emerging. And you may have seen some of that in the news, but it's something that we have done to enhance security, and we feel like it's a great benefit, you know, to the traveling public. And also, you may notice that more bags are being checked pulled aside to be double checked, but we have made it much more efficient and quicker on the actual bag check.
Okay.
So that the overall time factor should not be that much different.
Okay. So yeah, that's definitely something to keep in mind, even if you are a frequent traveler, that change to keep all electronics, you know, take all of them out of your bag. That's a change that could slow people down in the holidays, but that's great to know. And I also like to keep in mind, you know, remind people that these changes, they aren't just to slow us down trying to get to our destination. It's to keep us, the traveling public, safe. And so we appreciate all that you all do to try to, you know, keep up with those emerging unfortunate threats and things like that.
Right. And our job is a continuous adjustment, you know, to prepare for anything that can happen. So, you know, we are constantly enhancing and adjusting security screening procedures to try to stay ahead mm-hmm. of any evolving threats. So that's something that we take very seriously. And, you know, if it takes three more minutes to get through the checkpoint, as long as you get to the other end safely, that's what matters the most to us.
Yes, that's a great goal. So let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else that travelers might need to know. So you mentioned the jams and things like that. What about baked goods? What if your mom bakes you a pie and you want to take it back home? Is that okay?
Yeah, baked goods that are you know, solid are you know, an apple pie is solid. If you get into things that, like I said, are liquidy, mm-hmm. it's spread.
They can spread. That's a great rule. If they can
pour.
Spread. Okay, or
anything
pour.
You can spread or pour.
Okay.
Is gonna have to be under the 3.4 ounces. Now, that does not mean that every single liquid is taken off of out of bags. I mean, if you have medicinal needs, if mm-hmm. you have childcare needs, you know, milk, any type of liquid that's for the child, or if you have, you know, cough syrup or anything like that that's for medical purposes, uh-huh. then all those type of things are exempt from being pulled out of the bags.
Okay, that's good to know. And then, so if people do have specific questions, where can they go to find out if they can or cannot bring a certain item?
Okay, there's several really good resources across TSA that we have done a much better job of communicating with the public. And probably the best one is www.tsa.gov. There are a lot of frequently asked questions on that site. There are just a wealth of information about what you can and can't do, some of the programs that we have for passengers with special needs, things like that. And also, there is the Ask TSA on Twitter.
Oh, I love that.
And you can basically go on there and say, you know, can I take a...
Lightsaber.
Right, a lightsaber. That's actually an actual one that's been asked.
Yep.
So things like that are available. Also, we have a great Instagram site with a lot of pictures and things of things that have been taken at airports that are unusual. And also, you know, on the TSA.gov site, again, you can look at TSA Cares. If you have people traveling with, you know, that have problems walking or you know, have our veterans who have had issues that make their travel through the checkpoint mm-hmm. more difficult, we have programs in place and passenger security specialists who will actually just walk someone through the process and stay with them the whole time or help in any way that's needed.
Didn't you mention that? So this is not actually the first time Grant has been on our podcast, and I'm pretty sure you talked a little bit about that on the previous TSA podcast, the yes. TSA Cares and then all that, right?
Yes. I mean, anyone who needs this extra assistance, I mean, we even meet people at the curb as needed, mm-hmm. and we have specific officers that are trained for this. Duty.
Wow.
And when I mentioned the military, when we assist a military veteran who has ambulatory issues going through the checkpoint, that assistance is provided only by veterans at our airport. So
the TSA officer is a veteran.
Is a veteran, and we take it very seriously. And they're, you know, some of our the passengers that we want to be helping the most of all because
right.
of our respect for them.
That's great. And like I mentioned, Grant has been on a podcast before with TSA, and Grant mentioned earlier that the TSA pre-check line changed from the left lane to the right lane. If you'd like more information on what TSA pre-check is, you can check out our previous podcast. I think we dug a little deeper into that as well. So I'm trying to think, is there anything else that the traveling public needs to know during this holiday season or just in general?
You know, just keep in mind that our officers, when you carry on bags come through the checkpoint, the more cluttered they are, the more likely that you are to have your bag checked. And I know people like to travel with lots of things like food and, mm-hmm. and things like that now, but the more density and the more clutter is in the bag, you know, it makes it harder for the x-ray operator. So, you know, keeping your bag as clutter-free as you can is very helpful, not only to you, but to everyone else traveling. So
that's a good
tip. Something to keep in mind.
You don't think about that whenever I'm trying to shove everything in my backpack so I don't have to, you know, check a bag or anything like
right.
that.
We all have our supplies we need, but it's just something to keep in mind that could help you as you move through the process.
Perfect. Okay, good. And I would also like to mention, just to make your travel experience easier, if you have any questions at all, Grant mentioned the Twitter, the Instagram. We have an email here at the airport, info@tys.org. We answer tons of questions. We send some to TSA. So if you have any questions, you're unsure of anything, just ask us before you get out here. And we want to make, you know, everyone's travel experience easier and more efficient and safer. So we will help you out with that. Okay, well, thank you so much, Grant. We appreciate you spending time with us in our podcast studio.
Thank you, and I hope everyone has a good travel season through the holidays, and we will do anything we can to assist. And you know, our goal is to get you there safely, mm-hmm. not to hassle you in any way, but we want to get you safe to your family and that kind of thing through on every day, but also especially in the holiday season.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much, Grant.
Wow, I really learned a lot. His information about the checkpoint is surely going to speed us up when we go through the checkpoint this holiday season.
Yeah, and I'm really glad we had Grant on here because, like he mentioned, there's a lot of new things happening at the TSA security checkpoint, so now our travelers can really be in the know and be ready for that holiday travel.
Well, and that's the unique thing about this is it's not just for our airport. These are some tips that they can do when they're in other airports. Mm-hmm. And a good example for TSA has an app they can download to their phones. It's free. And you can check the wait time at all the checkpoints to determine how long it is. And so here at McGee Tyson Airport, generally it's only 15 to 20 minutes, not a long wait, maybe a little longer because of the holiday season. But if you're going to a strange town and it's mm-hmm. a big airport and you always wonder how early do I have to get to the airport, especially during the holidays, you can download that app and that can tell you how long of a wait is at that airport.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We also have an app you can download for free for both the iPhone and Android users, and it allows you to see current flight status. And so we just upgraded that for the new software mm-hmm. on the iPhone, so it's ready to go.
And that's really good too. If you're picking up a loved one at the airport, you can see if their flight is actually on time, so you don't leave and then you get out here and the flight's delayed and you have to wait a little longer.
Well, and as a mother of some young children, I also like our cell phone a lot because if we have somebody flying in that we're going to pick up, we don't have to actually park and everybody get out of the car and come into the terminal building. You can use the cell phone lot to park for free, hang out with your car and your vehicle where it's nice and warm, everybody's comfortable, watching a movie, whatever's going on, and then they just use their cell phone to tell you, hey, I'm ready to be picked up, I've got my bag on the lower level, and you come on in and pick them up. So there's lots of things that are convenient, and we got to remember these holiday travel tips are not just good for Thanksgiving, but it also helps out as we move into the holiday season throughout December and into the new year. Because, you know, while we don't have such a concentrated number of people coming through where Thanksgiving is where millions of people travel in a very short amount of time, there are just as many people who travel throughout December and on New Year's, but they do it at different days. But lines are longer and people are traveling during the holidays and people who've not been through the airport don't know what to expect. So these are tips that you can use outside of the holidays too if you're traveling.
Podcast listeners, please take your seats and prepare for landing.
So we're real excited about what brings us to the next time's end of the year report is our next podcast. We're going to get to update you on everything in 2017 that was awesome about our airport.
Yep, that's always a really popular podcast. We have a lot of listeners for that one.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what we did.
Seems like a lot. We'll see. Stay tuned.
And as always, if you have been listening, you know it's the airport's 80th anniversary, and we have kicked off our 80 years of celebration, which is celebrating 80 years in 80 ways. It's a play off the Jules Verne book, mm-hmm. Around the World in 80 Days. So check out our website at flyingoxville.com, and there is a link across the top that will take you to a page to see all the 80 things that we're clicking off. So check it every once in a while to see what else we've done to help celebrate, and hopefully you can join us in that celebration.
Yeah, we've been with the campaign. I think it's been running for a month.
About a month now. Yeah.
And we've already done 9 things. So we only have
71 to go.
And so, if you have any ideas, we'd be happy for you to email us on how you might like to celebrate at your airport and how we appreciate your support. And I can't say it enough. It's because of the people who choose to fly in and out of here and use this airport that we're able to do any of this and to provide the information to help you travel. So thank you all for flying and supporting our airport.
Yes, and thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. And we hope that you'll tune in again next month.
And happy Thanksgiving.